Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I like this song.
Sing it, Hugh.
Hey, what's that? I say, hey, what's going on? Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, and
I forgot the artist's name, though.
That's the question we're all asking ourselves. What is going on?
This is where I used to work at Foot Locker.
You worked at Foot Locker?
And you don't wear socks?
Yeah, I used to work at Foot Locker.
Wait a second.
Is that part
what
of
was
the reason
why? Because they're all like affiliated.
Did
but
you
it was
wear
one of,
socks then?
Oh, I wore socks in college, yeah.
All right, we'll get back to this. All right, so
confusing.
Let's unpack the important things first. What is going on with Jalen Hurts?
Elliot's
good to join us. I want to just put this out before we get to Elliot. Yeah, we got
94 WIP.
No, he's here.
Breaking news.
But I just want to add this to the conversation.
That's why we was playing that terrible ass music because Elliot.
He is. Hold on. No, no, the music's for what's going on. What's going on with Jalen Hurts?
Oh, okay.
What's going on? All right. So we got a lot going on, unfortunately, with the Eagles.
I relate to Coach Sirianni.
So yeah, you really do. It's always something. All right. So about an hour ago, Sirianni spoke, and let's play it again. Let's play it in so we could explain the whole thing. Kyle, let's hear it. Press conference about an hour ago, Sirianni, and it seemed to slip out that Hurts is dealing with an ankle issue, not just the rest as it was designated on Wednesday in the injury report. Here was about an hour ago with an overcare.
We haven't really seen Jalen be held back for load management before. What was behind that on Wednesday?
Yeah, you know, he's dealing with it was on the injury report, dealing with the ankle, and, you know, just making sure we're precautious with everything.
What's wrong with the ankle?
He wasn't on the ankle.
I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts. It was an ankle?
What's that?
It was the rest.
That was the rest, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
I thought you were talking about something else. All right.
Is Jalen dealing with an ankle problem?
No, rest.
Yeah, that at the end hit. All right, so we had Howard on a few minutes ago. We're going to bring Elliot on. Howard downplayed the whole thing. I'm not buying it. I didn't buy it on Wednesday. Latest from Tim McManus of ESPN. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts limited by ankle injury, says coach. You go into the article here. According to a league source, Jalen Hurts was dealing with an ankle. Okay, that was the conversation with Sirianni here earlier. And then a separate league source described it as quote, lower leg soreness. According to Tim McManus, the source added that Hurts was held back from dropping and planting during individual periods on Wednesday. All right, let's go to the guest line here. Elliot Shore-Parks joins us now. He was just at the beginning of practice. We'll see what he saw with Jalen Hurts today. Obviously, something weird's going on. Elliot, how we doing?
Never boring with this team, isn't it? Never boring.
Never, ever. All right, Elliot. So what's your read on this? Because I know you and I, we spoke off the air the other day, and I know on the air, too. My antenna was up from the moment the injury practice report came out. Jalen Hurts does not rest. Starting quarterback, especially 26-year-olds, don't rest. So I thought it was bizarre, and now it seems more is coming out. What's going on here, Elliot?
Yeah, so you guys played the Sirianni, kind of back and forth from today. I was just out of practice. Jalen Hurts was at practice. He kind of warmed up, maybe coincidence or not, behind like a huge speaker, so you couldn't really see him for part of it. I will say he was a full participant in practice yesterday. He'll likely be listed as a full participant today. So I know there's 1,000 different things to get into with this, and I'm sure we will. But the overarching thing to me, I would say, is Jalen Hurts is dealing with an ankle issue. Whether it is bad enough that he can't practice, whether it is not a huge deal at all, and that's why it's not on the injury report. Like, there's probably different levels to this. But the bottom line is, Jalen didn't practice, was limited on Wednesday, in my opinion, because he has an ankle thing. If he was 100% healthy, I don't think he would have been listed as rest or limited. So, I guess that's where I'm at on it.
Yeah, it's obviously a thing, right? So now we have to unpack how big of a thing it is. I mean, the good news, Elliot, as you said and chronicled, he's he's progressing to practice more as the week goes on, right? It doesn't seem like anything's in peril for him to play Sunday, so that's the good news. But Elliot,
I will say too, just being at the facility this week, like Jalen's not walking with a limp. I don't see him with tape on his ankles, you know. So I think that he's probably dealing with something, but just my read on it is I don't think this is something to worry about. I think it's just something he is dealing with.
All right, let's go to Sunday. So obviously, you know, if he practices in full today, he's clearly going to start. He's going to play on Sunday. Do you think what's going on could change the way the game goes Sunday? And what I mean by that is how they use him. He's run the ball a lot lately, tush pushes, things like that. Because, Elliot, it's not just the game Sunday. Then they have then a game again coming up Thursday, an even bigger one.
So I think that probably played a little bit of a factor into him being limited on Wednesday. If they have a bye week this, you know, after the Dallas game, is he limited? I don't know if they have a regular game. I do think the short time frame between the two games probably had some impact on how they used him, or I guess treated him on Wednesday. In terms of play calling and those type of things, no, I don't think it will. I mean, we've seen him play the last few weeks. He does not look like an injured player, right? And I know you mentioned Tim McManus there said it's been something he's been dealing with for a few weeks. If that is the case, then you obviously can't tell when he's playing. So I don't think it'll be something that'll change the game plan or anything like that.
Elliot, I'm trying to understand why they wouldn't just list him limited with an ankle, right? Like, it's obviously, you said it, he's played, if he's playing through it or it's been a couple weeks, we're not noticing it. It doesn't seem debilitating in a significant way. The bizarre part is I can't figure out why not just list him limited ankle.
Well, I think the obvious answer is there is a clear competitive advantage to not having the other team know that Jalen's ankle to some degree is injured, right? I mean, if the Cowboys, and now they do know that Jalen is dealing with an ankle injury, you don't think they're going to be grabbing it at the bottom of the pile or trying to twist it? Like, that's just the reality of the NFL, that when you know a player is injured, especially a quarterback, if it's a hand injury, you're hitting that hand when you get the opportunity. So I just think there is a it doesn't help anybody outside of the building for them to let people know Jalen has an ankle injury. So if it is bad enough where he can't practice, then yes, like they have to put it on there. But I think if it is on the fence and it's not impacting to a large degree what he's doing, then yeah, I think the competitive advantage is the Cowboys don't know about it, or at least didn't.
Elliot, you might not really know an answer to this. I'm just wondering what your guess is. Because we played the Nick thing a bunch there. Do you think Nick doesn't know how the injury report is written out? Is that not, like, does he not have a word in that? Is that more like, hey, this is what happened, this guy didn't practice, and someone else puts that? Because he seemed, from my vantage point listening, like he didn't realize the Eagles listed him a certain way, and he just was telling what he thought was the truth. Like, yeah, hey, it was just precautionary because of the ankle.
So I would say first that there is probably some level of responsibility to know what the injury report says. Like, even if you're not part of listing the designation, like, Nick should probably know. But my Nick Sirianni, like, meter read on it from being around him since, you know, he was here, is I don't think that he was hiding something and it slipped. I think he was just giving an answer. I mean, Nick is, you know, famously very kind of short when it comes to answering questions about injuries. He always points to the injury report. So I don't think this was a slip up or anything. I, in my opinion, feel he thought it said ankle on the injury report.
All right, Elliot, it should be an interesting one. Everyone's expecting an Eagles win, but we got this now thrown in the mix. Elliot, thank you for hopping on short notice, and we'll talk Sunday during the pregame show.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
There he goes, Elliot Shore Park. So a couple things to unpack there. The good is, if Tim McManus's report is accurate over at ESPN, he's been dealing with something for a couple weeks. He's playing well, right? Like, it's obviously not a huge debilitating thing. That's good. Second part, I think Elliot might be right on that Nick Sirianni wasn't trying to lead us the wrong way. He didn't know that they listed him as a rest day. He thought they listed him as ankle, and he was just being honest.
Well, I don't know, because you, Big Red, and that's my frame of reference in this situation, because he was here, knew everything that was going on with his football team. And the people around you are supposed to make sure that you know everything that's going on with your football team.
So with that, I don't know how the communication goes. I would think before today's press conference, right? Jalen was a healthy, young starting quarterback rested on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, don't you think before Nick got to the podium today,
he's debriefed.
Debriefed. Like, they're going to ask about Jalen resting.
Every
That's
day.
A big
and
story.
I know, and see, this is why I feel, you know, I know people over there. I mean, it's no secret. And I know how thorough the people that work there are. I don't believe that to be the case. I believe that he was briefed. I don't know what part did he miss. I don't know.
A big one.
But I will say this about all of that, is that this is the reason why. Because, you know, we sit here and we talk about, you know, why the coach is under siege. And I hear people, you know, I listen to the shows all day, and people are always talking about we're being too hard on Coach Sirianni. This is one of the reasons why. Because this, even if it's a simple mistake, the fact that you've had so many miscues in such a short period of time leads people to believe that you're incompetent.
It speaks to not buttoned up. Things are not buttoned up.
And that's why people have concerns. We can sit here and we can argue all day about whether or not we like Coach Sirianni. I like Coach Sirianni. I do. But I think it's foolish to not think that something is not right when you have this many missteps in such a short period of time. That dog does not hunt. It doesn't. It's unfortunate that it happens the way that it's happening.
Yeah.
But there's a lot going on here with the Eagles that has caused for people to have concern about the competency of this football team.
This isn't Sirianni's fault.
Okay. Whose fault
is it? It's not.
How is it not his fault?
Well, I mean, he's the one that spilled the beans here.
Okay, it's his fault. He spilled the beans. Not his fault Jalen Hurts is injured and the team's trying to cover it up. He thought that he was saying what the injury report was. He didn't think he was giving us new information.
If you're, and this is why I disagree, Kyle. Hell, from your own admission, you ain't doing a whole lot around the damn building. Why the hell you don't know that's going on?
Well, no, hold on. Perhaps.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm speculating.
It sounds like they're sneaking behind his back and putting rest on the injury.
Maybe the moment that they concocted the injury report Wednesday, he was reshuffling the core values and he didn't have time to go to that
meeting. Now we're making excuses for grown-ass folks.
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
This is why I don't believe that. And again, I am going off of my dinosaur philosophy of when I played way back in the day. Coach Reed knew everything that was going on with his football team.
What would you prefer Nick have done?
First of all, if Nick needed to know who the hell they were talking about, that's not a good look. That is not a good look.
Clearly, he did know who they were talking about.
He did. Well, Nick was telling the truth today, and
he was backtracking.
Unfortunately, the truth didn't match up with what the injury report said.
Okay. Well, Nick needs in this situation. If it was me, say if I was the head coach, I'm taking notes because I tend to forget things. I'd be like, hey, okay. Jalen's not on the injury report, so if anybody asks me questions about Jalen, don't answer those. And I would even venture to say this, because I remember Boyko doing this with Andy. Before he would go to press conference, you get debriefed about what you're going to talk about. And I'm pretty sure that Bob Lang did the same thing. I'm pretty sure of that.
They're not on the same page. Maybe this is Bob Lang's fault.
No, it's definitely not Bob's fault.
How is it not?
Because
didn't have the right information at the podium.
All right, there's part of this that we don't know. I don't know who writes the injury report and puts it out. I don't know that. I don't know the responsibility of who that is. There is something to the coach and should know what his injury report says. Well, I don't think Nick Sirianni is going to his office after practice and typing it up and sending it out. But he should know what's on there so he can answer the questions about it.
They have people that tell him that. I'm pretty sure the head trainer told him what's going on. He knows that the head trainer's in those meetings, and he knows what's going on with the players.
Yeah. Last conspiracy theory about this, and then quickly back to the phones, right? Because we got a lot of calls to get to. Jalen in the past has been very annoyed when he's hurt and is asked questions about his injuries.
This hurtness.
It would not surprise me if Jalen's dealing with something minor. He came and got treatment on Tuesday or Monday, and then he didn't want to be listed on the injury report. So they all decided on the rest thing. Like, it wouldn't shock me if he's trying to downplay it. He does. He got annoyed last year when the knee came up a lot. Well, guess what? Now the ankle's about to come up.
He just did the I do what I'm told this week.
Yeah. There's something more going on here. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone lines here. Obviously, you can react to the whole Jalen Hurts situation. He's practicing, but according to Tim McManus and Nick Sirianni, I mean, he's dealing with an ankle injury. I mean, the head coach told us today whether or not he meant to or not. Yeah, he told us. All right, 215-592-9494. Great rivalries for ComboCon. Could be sports or non-sports. And, of course, you take on the game for Sunday. All right, let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Big V.
Hey, Big U, what you do, baby?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Joe, you know what? I'm almost starting to like you.
Well, it's about time, Big V.
He said almost. The tone changed drastically when he addressed both of you.
It is about time. I like you too, Big V. You're a good caller.
Yeah, sure you like me. Okay, anyway. Look, first of all, I think Howard was right. I think it's much to do about nothing. And we keep trying to gain
this
a lot
is a
of
joke,
content.
Quite frankly.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on a second, Big V. Hold on. Seconds after Howard told us it's a lot to do about nothing, Tim McManus said a league source told him it is a lower leg injury that he's been dealing with for weeks.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it still doesn't seem to be anything that's keeping him from playing.
Well, that's clear. No one said it is, but it's obviously...
Which makes this content much to do about nothing.
Big V. He's attacking the content.
Do you not... like? Hold on a second. If they listed him on Wednesday, we would have said, all right, this seems like a minor thing. Let's keep an eye on it. They listed him as rest, and then the coach accidentally told us that he's got an ankle issue. When someone covers something up, there's usually a reason.
I don't think he's covering up as much as Nick is just being the nutty Professor Nick.
Maybe. All right.
But I wouldn't read too much into it. I'd look for Sunday to see how he plays. But in terms of the game, you know, once again, you're expecting total domination.
Yes.
And I think, and Hugh is like being cautiously optimistic, which I like because I'm a firm believer that Dallas sucks. But anyway, and we should beat them. However, total domination is just basically you wanting them to run up the score just to prove that they can do it.
Oh, I do, yeah.
But there's a possibility of us being in the total domination mode, so that, you know, Joe Giglio can get the creds of people on the team listening to him, and we lose key players, and we got to play Washington.
Oh, hold on. You're right. We should be smart about this. In the fourth quarter, if it's a blowout, we can get the starters off the field. I just mean, you know, early in the game, run it up. Beat them good.
How about the third quarter, you know, we
sure.
get the starters out.
And, I'm good with that.
Like, yeah, let it get some rest, you know, a little load management, a little take it easy, you know what I mean? And we win comfortably by, you know, 14 points.
I'm good with that, Big V. All right, we'll find some common ground. All right, Big V, give us a great rivalry. What
rivalry.
Do you got?
What's the rivalry?
Okay, I'm going to go Batman and a Joker.
It's a big one,
you know
Big
what?
V.
That is
Big
a good
V.
One.
It's we were waiting for this one. Good job, Big V. All right, I like that. All right, let's before we go any further, you know what we got to do here, Hugh?
What we got to do?
Well, we got to check on the Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We got a couple polls out there today, including one that something Hugh told us earlier that just is ridiculous. All right, first poll today is. Have you already turned your attention to the Commanders game on Thursday? 87% said don't overlook Dallas.
Thank you.
87%.
The people that listen to me
are scared. Okay.
Any given Sunday.
This is an interesting one. Do you need to see the Eagles blow out Dallas? Yes, 50%, and just get the win, 50%. Split right down the middle on that one.
Just get the win.
I want a blowout. And then this one, do you wear socks? 97%, yes.
90s. I don't think they understood. They don't understand what I'm saying.
It's a very simple question.
The question was quite simple.
It's some folks out there right now that ain't got no socks on.
At home.
No, I'm just saying, they ain't got no socks on
people
right now.
People don't go to work without
and,
socks.
And now some people that reached out to me and showed me. They sent pictures of them not having no socks.
That's gross.
It's not gross. Not if you wash your feet.
Someone's sending you unsolicited photos of their feet barefoot?
Well, no,
that's gross.
They weren't of their feet in shoes that they did not have socks on.
That's not terrible, I guess. Now, if you're doing sandals in the summer, right? Then I get that. You know,
it's still shoes with no socks. Still shoes with no socks. No, I mean, if it's shoes.
It's November.
Yeah, and I still don't wear socks.
No, that's weird.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. All right, before we go any further, can we guess the takes for week number 10 in the NFL? What everyone is talking about Monday.
It's time to guess the takes.
All right, dude, what do you got for us? What is everyone talking about Monday?
This is why Nick Sirianni needs to write these down. Because I forgot my takes and I had to write them down. Nobody's going to be happy with the win against the Dallas Cowboys this weekend. You know why?
Because it's why?
Because it's going to be a tight game.
Oh, Hugh.
It's going to be a tight game, like I said.
Oh.
Nobody's going to be happy.
Yeah, is this one of those where you say it and then you say this on Monday and it's like, I told you so.
I've been batting 1,000 as far as these guess the takes go, these hot takes.
You're breaking stuff. The rule. The spirit of the game is you're not supposed to guess your own take. All right, here's my guess the take coming up for Monday. On Monday, they're going to be saying the Chargers are the contender nobody's talking about. That team's pretty good.
Legit threat.
Justin Herbert's throwing the ball really well. Harbaugh's a really good coach, and their defense allowing like 11 points a game. They're going to blow the doors off the Titans and get another win to go to 6-3. Chargers are a contender in the AFC. All right, Kyle, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I got another team that we got to start considering as a real contender. This is not your of few years past. You're just above 500 Pittsburgh Steelers, where they go 9-8. And,
yeah,
you know, like, the winning record thing, Tomlin, but they're phony baloney. We actually have to start considering them a legitimate contender, a legit threatment to the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC.
So what's interesting about that one is I believe they play on Christmas night. Is that right? I think they play Christmas night in Pittsburgh or around that time of the season. I think they play a game late in the season in Pittsburgh. So that could be a big one if Kyle is right on that.
Eagles completed it. They stop the Cowboys here. They give it to Smith. He doesn't make it. And stop them. The Eagles take over on downs. The Eagles take over on downs. The referees are talking. We've got the problem. We've got the problem.
Oh, they're going to call the 2-minute warning. They're going to say it was no play. Eagles stop them once. Can they stop them again?
Oh, what a moment. What a moment in the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry. Great Merrill Reese call with that dummy Barry Switzer running the same play again. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get you with a same-game parlay, and we got to pick a winner here in this segment for our giveaway. Grand prize coming up in a couple weeks. The ultimate tailgate giveaway and some great qualifying prizes today. Back to the phones. Eagles-Cowboys, and your reaction to all the Jalen Hurts stuff, which certainly seems like it's a developing story here. Corey in Northeast Philadelphia. Hey, Corey.
Corey.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Corey? How you doing?
Good, good. So, first of all, I just want to say that, I think it's a lock. We win on Sunday, but these injuries got me a little worried. You got Jalen, you got AJ, you got Devontae with a hamstring. Saquon said he was banged up, so I think it's going to be closer than a blowout, but I definitely think we win the game.
Yeah, well, the injuries are certainly, they're giving me a little bit of pause, right? Because you're right. Yesterday, Devontae, hold on.
A little bit of trepidation.
Not trepidation, but a little pause. I mean, I do think they're all going to play, Corey, but it's definitely worth monitoring as we start to watch the beginning of the game Sunday, how they all look.
Yeah, and let me just say, I got a brother-in-law that's a Dallas fan.
Oh, no.
And usually we bet on the game every time, and like Christmas, one of us will wear the opposing jersey, the loser. He won't even bet me. Not even with me giving him points, he won't bet me. So
wow.
That just shows you where they're at.
He won't even take 7 at home? I mean, that's he knows his team stinks. I mean, that's what that tells you.
Yeah.
Corey, what do you got for us? Rivalry.
Good versus evil.
It's kind of vague, but it's not.
No, but it's the root of all rivalries,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
because in every rivalry, Corey, we appreciate it. In every rivalry, there's a good side and a bad side, depending on someone's perspective.
That's it's a little bit subjective, isn't it? You don't know who's good, who's evil.
Yeah,
all the time.
It all depends. Yeah.
But, all right, but any rivalry I throw at you, you probably have a side that you probably lean towards. So that's the good versus the bad.
Subjective. Mm-hmm.
It is subjective, but isn't it the root of all rivalries, good versus evil? Because each side thinks the other one is the evil one, and they're the good one.
Yeah.
Like when you say, who's winning, the good guys or the bad guys, right? It's not no one's ever really a bad guy.
My good guys.
Your good guys versus my bad. My good. I get it. All right. It's kind of subjective. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, Andy.
Hey, I forgot.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle, to apologize to you when we were on the phone earlier for the, pants down, paddling your pink little ass last night.
Oh, wow. That's very graphic.
You know what? Shut up. I was going to ask what happened, and I figured, I'm going to let this one go. Just let this go.
Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow.
Fantasy.
Oh, wait.
Dude, he had a 50-point night.
You had Jamar Chase. You have Jamar Chase in our league.
I was going against
what,
Chase.
What did he have last night? Like 40, 40,
50.
50?
He had 50 something.
I had him in another league, and I was so excited. 40. And I looked over, and I'm like, oh, I'm also getting dogged by him.
So are we saying that Jamar Chase might outscore Hugh's whole team this whole
probably,
week?
Probably.
Wow.
I caught a stray. I just want to say I caught a stray.
You can't do too many fantasy football leagues, man.
Because you're rooting for the same guy.
Well, it's like, what do I do?
Yeah. It's a good point. And where's your team right now, Andy? You're near the top?
I'm in second place, yeah.
Oh, you're Ron Mexico.
Yeah, I needed that. I think I'm third or fourth or something. So I kind of needed this one.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
You got a whole Sunday, buddy.
We have a whole block of teams at 5-4. This playoff race is going to be good. And then we have a couple teams at 2-7. You know who those teams are?
I have no clue.
Yeah, okay.
You're not actually in last place.
Lance is beneath you. Yeah, you know that.
Lance is a disaster.
Lance is actually, to be fair to Hugh, two teams have scored less points than him this season.
You know what? I've been real quiet in this whole conversation, but I still keep catching strays. And I still keep getting brought up in this conversation.
You're part of the league. We're all in the same league.
Do you want us to ignore you?
No,
I'm just saying. I'm just catching strays. I ain't even saying nothing. I'm trying to be quiet as I can, but I'm still catching them. No problem.
All right, Andy, what are you thinking today on the Eagles?
So, well, I think, first of all, that you're sensational Sprinkles is your new, my new name for you now.
Is it Jimmy's or Sprinkles?
No, you're Sprinkles.
Okay.
So, actually, I think you guys should, instead of having the field of 64 for Hugh, just have, you know, you two on either side. But Hugh will definitely win. It doesn't matter.
Well, of course. I mean, there's so many Hughes. We've lost track at this point.
Anyway, not worried about Jalen's ankle. I imagine that they were all tweaked up a little bit at this point. But, Hugh, I kind of had a question for you. Mm-hmm. As a player, did you ever find yourself looking ahead of the next game? I mean, I can't imagine those guys were looking ahead of the game at hand.
Nah, not when it comes to this division. Like, the thing that I hated was, like, when we had division games back-to-back.
Coming up?
Yeah, man, because, like, mentally, like, it was more of the mental drain. And especially one on such a short rest. Yeah, that's the one that kind of got me. So you're looking at it like, damn. You know,
so you're looking at the next game.
Well, when you say look at it, it's just like, you know that you got two division games back-to-back.
Like, it's in the back of your mind.
Yeah, not like I'm like, oh, I'm going to play we're looking past the Cowboys to play the Commodores. No, it was like, damn.
Yeah.
I got the Cowboys, and damn, we got the Commodores. It's like more than that than anything.
So, yeah, I just can't imagine professional athletes would do that. And as a fan, I mean, you brought up the one earlier. I hate when people are like, you know, Tampa, they can't win in the cold, and then they beat us. And then last year, not this past year, but the year before, Diamondbacks, they can't beat us at home.
Mm.
And when the whole fan base gets like that, I get leery, because it's just, I hate facing backup quarterbacks, first of all. For some reason, it just always is like spooky to me. But yeah, I don't think they're going to lose, but I don't think we can just assume it's a win.
That's I don't think they're going to lose either.
Joe's being sensational, just trying to get a conversation
going.
Well, no,
I'm just excited. I'm ready for the watch. To be fair, Andy, I've been looking past the Cowboys since August when I tried to tell everyone the Commanders were a threat, and then everyone was like, no, it's the Cowboys. I just don't think the Cowboys are any good, Andy, and without Dak, I think they're bad.
But that's the thing, is why not? I guess it's just the difference between me and you or the way we're talking, but it's or saying it, but I can't wait for this game alone just because it's going to be so much fun. So I'm not even thinking about Washington at this point. I think this is going to be a blast.
Yeah, well, it should be. All right, Andy, what do you got for us in terms of great rivalries? What's your answer?
Okay, so I'm going probably specifically for Hugh, but Boss Hogg and the Duke boys.
That's a good one.
It's a good one, Andy.
We're starting to think outside the box.
Yeah, and good call, Andy. I would say over the last hour plus, the answers have really picked up. I mean, we got some good ones here, you know, in the last few minutes. All right, Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley is up. Hey, Ziggy.
Yo.
Ziggy.
You.
Zig, Kyle. What's up, man?
All right, yeah. Dallas sucks. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's start off this Friday the right way. Joe, I want to thank you for finally ending what was sometimes an almost violent debate, much maligned. Everyone's always arguing. This week, you're kind of not overlooking Dallas, but you're not concerned,
mm-hmm.
because in so many words, you said, well, you hope and expect coach to do his job, get
yes,
the team ready.
I do.
You finally admit it, what his job is. He gets them ready mentally, emotionally, physically. And you admitted it. I want to thank you so we can move on now. Now we know what coach does.
All right. I think we all should feel better now, right, Ziggy? Okay. Now we got a game to win on Sunday and then a bigger one to win on Thursday.
All right. Take the records and throw them out the window, and what you have left is a divisional dogfight. It's been that way. I can remember all the way back to, like, the 60s. It's always been ugly. We're going to win, but it's going to be a tough fight. I don't think we're going to dominate as far as scoring goes, but we are going to dominate. We're going to dominate physically and mentally. And my pick for opposite.
Mm-hmm. No, opposite. Rivals.
Well, rivals. It's a more positive universal. Yin and yang.
Yin and yang is a
Say
good
that
one.
In the meeting this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah,
yin
you
and yang.
Did. Ziggy, yeah. That's a really good one. All right, yin and yang. I mean, we've gotten some, like, all-time rivalries. Like, that stand the test of time. They don't just go away. I mean, some of these, you know, like Celtics-Sixers is a good one, but it goes in waves, right? Yin and yang is every single day. That's part of life. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Bruce.
All right. Good afternoon, Hugh, Joe, and Kyle and the crew.
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Bruce. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I can't call it. I'm definitely looking forward to the game, no doubt, this Sunday. But I got some trepidation, Joe. I mean, you're kind of going way out there a little bit too much. But I mind it for slightly a different reason now, and especially after hearing the injury report. Mm-hmm. You know, here's some other dynamics with that game. Despite what we're looking at on paper, I think the injuries hopefully will be a minor impact at best, but I think that, you know, because this, you think that Dallas is going to play the hell out of us. They got a lot of problems. It's a division rival, and that defense is dangerous. And it's dangerous enough, they got enough talent on that defense to cause problems with our offense. I don't think that we haven't figured out, and this is my biggest concern, how to integrate Dotson into the offensive side. That's a problem. And it's a problem that they still haven't addressed yet. And without neither one of the other receivers, we're not even talking about that. They threw him a bone last week. I hope that they get him involved because we need a viable third receiver to offset some of the problems that we got with these injuries. Now, if they don't do that, it's going to be a close game because they're just not going to be able to move the ball. And Barkley is he's not 100% either. I think that the defense is going to have a very good game, but I just think that the score is going to be close, and it's just not going to be that simple.
He's with you, Hugh.
No, I that's what I believe, Joe. I believe that this is not going to be easy because the simple fact is it's the Dallas Cowboys, and I know that, you know, Cooper Rush, and everybody wants to make fun of Cooper Rush, but you know. Cooper Rush has been around for a while, man. He just ain't played a whole lot. He's been around for a while, though.
He's ass.
Yep. And he's not a total dunce either.
No. Nah.
I mean,
yes, he is.
He's done some things, you know. So,
well, he won some low-scoring games when he got to play.
He won four games one year.
And he only had one loss.
Against the Eagles. When he sees green,
and
he cries.
Now,
revenge game.
He's going for the revenge game.
He's
going
to get blown out. All right, Bruce.
Sunday.
Tony Romo and Jim Nance. CBS. What about, by the way, this is a Jim Nance-Romo game.
It's 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah, the game starts at 4.
4 o'clock game. Cooper Rush.
It's kind of, isn't it weird? It's a CBS game. Like Eagles Cowboys is either, you know, it's primetime Fox or ESPN, or it's Fox or it's ESPN or NBC or whatever for the primetime. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre, Hugh, that it's on CBS.
Yes, it
is. Weird.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah. It's very bizarre. Hugh's doing his voice. All right,
Bruce, going to be stuck in that for the rest of the show.
Bruce, what do you got
it's
for
a
us?
Bizarre coincidence.
What is your rivalry, Bruce?
Oh, rivalry! I thought we were talking about robbery.
Do you have a famous robbery
that you would like to tell us about?
I got a famous robbery. I like the, but I think the robbery is going better. Dez caught it.
And Dez Bryant was robbed of the catch.
Right.
All right, Bruce, we got it. I was going to say
terrible answer.
Yeah, it's not going to work here.
Talking about
if I were to say robberies, I would say Tobias Harris robbing the Sixers. Some would say Hugh Douglas robbing the Jaguars. I mean, these are things.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
Robbery was way greater than one that I ever had.
Yes, I mean, what are we paying for? Greatest.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
I like how at 140, Bruce just has his own side topic, and he gives it.
That's all right. It happens sometimes. It does, like but that. It's so Friday too.
The fun part is he didn't pivot to ours.
He said, "I'm sticking with my guns here."
It's like a kid prepping for the wrong test. Well, I'm going to take this test. Like, I'm going to answer these.
Herb does that all the time.
Yeah, that's true. He does. All right, can we get to a little parlay here, Hugh?
Well, we got a parlay. Well, you know it's in my parlay.
I mean, this is your thing now.
Yeah.
We do it every single week over at FanDuel Sports. We put up a parlay for the Eagles and this week against the Dallas Cowboys. All right, so I think it's time we hit one of these. And
I agree.
Yeah, I think it's like this feels
what
like
you mean,
the week.
And y'all ain't hit one yet. And I have. I've hit a parlay and y'all have.
No, we hit the first one of the year, didn't we?
Okay, I'm saying that y'all hit one since then. So I hit the last one.
Hold on a second. What are you talking about? You're part of these. When you say y'all didn't, but I did. You're part of this.
Are you changing a leg behind our back?
No, I'm just
saying. Oh, don't do it again.
I was just saying. I'm talking about my eight-leg parlay I hit a few weeks ago.
That's I kind of like what Hugh just last second's like, no.
Oh, he's going to do it again. There's no question.
No, I'm not. I promise. I won't do it
again. Yeah, we'll see.
I had a Coach Sirianni moment. I didn't pay attention.
Hugh, we'll start with you. Give us a touchdown prop you want to put in.
You're the one that I always want to put in.
Go ahead.
Anytime touchdown, Saquon Barkley.
All right, I like it. Anytime touchdown, Saquon. All right, let's do the touchdowns first, and then we'll throw one more in there. I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts. Let's keep things simple. I know he's dealing with an ankle. He'll probably rush for a touchdown because he does it almost every week. Every time they show the graphic, he's climbing in the all-time rankings for rushing touchdowns for a quarterback. Is Cam the only one above him now? I think it might just be Cam. Or he's getting close to number two if he's not there already. Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown. Kyle, you got a touchdown for us?
I do, and I know you guys really want to hit this parlay. Not if I have anything to say about it, baby.
No.
Eagles defense is going to score a touchdown this week. Let's put it in again.
Actually kind of like it. Backup quarterback. They should be up in the game, so the backup quarterback has to throw. And they're getting a lot of turnovers lately. It does feel like they're due. Who's the guy, though? Who's returning a pick for a
Quinion,
touchdown?
Quinion, pick six. Jacoby D. He's going to get on the board, baby. Jacoby just had his moment.
You know, no, but he didn't need to have another one.
I got one for you guys. Sack, fumble, recovery, touchdown.
Bryce Huff.
Cooper DeJean.
No,
Cooper,
Bryce Huff.
Stop.
I like that.
Cooper. Yeah. Off the edge.
Corner blitz.
Love he it. Sacks, rush. Oh, Cooper versus Cooper. He takes down the other Cooper.
Cooper on Cooper crime.
He takes the ball.
That doesn't even sound like that's going to be a thing, though. But okay.
Oh, it's a touchdown. It's a touchdown. All right.
I feel like Bryce Huff is going to have a breakout game.
Because
his hand is all rested up. Was he on the injury report for this week?
That's a good question. I didn't see him.
His hand wasn't on there.
Yeah. He's back. We're saved.
Man, Cooper. Bryce Huff going to have two sacks this week.
What's their excuse going to be when he doesn't get many snaps this week? Because it's not the hand anymore.
Well, they'll just find different ways to tell us he stinks.
It was hot. It was hot in
Dallas.
It's
hot. It's November.
No, he's going to get two sacks this weekend. I'm going to book that. This is the first. I'm going to do this side bet so that y'all don't think I'm trying to do undermine. I'm going to do the two sack game for Bryce Huff.
Dude, if they tell us it's hot.
It's going to be 68 degrees at kickoff.
That's a little hot.
You had somebody say they were tired. Why not hot? It's too. Why you come out of the game? Well, I was too hot. It's too hot.
And this is our $51 million password. All right, so we got three touchdowns in. Eagles defense, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley. All right, what if we – so I think this is going to be a big win for the Eagles. So you know what I'm willing to do? Something that I don't usually like.
What you about to do,
well,
man?
Well, Kyle always likes these alt spreads, right? He likes to try to beat the bookmakers.
Mm-hmm. This is the Kyle Quinn alternate spread.
Yeah. I mean, the bookmakers, their whole job is to do this.
Kyle they have no idea what they're talking
Kyle
about.
Kyle thinks he could beat them. So I actually think this might be a week we can beat the bookmakers. So the line on the game is 7. What do we think about an alternate spread here?
So the interesting thing is if you look at the Eagles and Cowboys team totals for scoring – it would suggest that the Eagles are a 9-point favorite in the game because they are projected 26.5 points. Cowboys are projected 17.5 points.
26.5 minus 17.5 is 9.
Good job.
Okay, we got that.
I'm proud of you.
So that would mean they would cover, if they cover that, an 8.5 point spread.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Well, let's do it. All right, so put an 8.5 in there on an alt spread. So here's the parlay for Sunday. Eagles minus 8.5. Saquon anytime touchdown. Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. Eagles defense anytime touchdown. That comes to a 27-1 parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. I know Hugh's putting his own side bets in there with Bryce Huff.
No, I'm rolling with y'all this week. But I'm definitely going to do the Bryce Huff two sack.
Don't you roll with us every week? This is our parlay.
No, because there was some speculation, some reckless speculation, whether or not I was rolling with y'all. I am.
Yeah, so but, we're so speculating I'm just, whether I'm you're confirming. A team player or not.
I am a team player. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to put this $2 Bryce Huff.
You know what this is?
Two-sack game in.
Hugh, three weeks into his betting career, thinks he knows more than us about this.
I do not think that.
I think you do. You with that 8-leg parlay, like, I don't need these guys anymore.
Yeah,
I can do this on my own.
He's transcended us.
Yeah, all right.
Too big.
Some of these parlays I put in the other day that I'm putting in way too many legs.
I could have told you that.
Way too many legs. Way too many legs.
You'll learn one day, Grasshopper.
Degenerate Douglas is taking over. All right, let's go to Max in Delaware. Hey, Max.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Max?
Oh, man, not a whole lot. So, look, I don't need, like, a blowout from the Eagles this weekend whatsoever. I would just really like to see them play a complete game. Smart decisions on third downs. You know, they're just kind of seem like they're finding their stride to me. So they don't need the extra pressure of everybody thinking this has to be a blowout. You know, play a good game, solid game. I don't care if it's by 3 points, 7 points. I'm thinking like 20 to 27 Eagles and just good, smart football. I mean, that's – what's a blowout really? I mean, what's it going to tell us anyway if they do it? I mean, that's the thing.
You know what's funny about this conversation, Max? Because you said smart football twice. That's all that anybody wants at this point. Because we've
just don't be dumb, please.
Think about it. We've gotten to the point where you talk about coping, Joe. We just want a game where we're not questioning some of the calls that were made during the course of the game. You know how hard that's going to be? And you want blowouts.
I do. You know what it's almost like? what you guys are describing is almost like when you say to someone, just don't embarrass me out there.
That's it.
That's what you say. Just don't embarrass me.
That's what you say to your kids when you know they're about to act up. Somebody, listen, don't you get in this store and embarrass
me. That's it. That's us, the Sirianni. Don't you dare embarrass us in Dallas.
Don't you get in and act as a damn fool. You ain't getting nothing. Don't ask for nothing.
I'm not quite that bad with it. You know, I think that they are a good team, and I think they really are just finding their stride with Kellen Moore and Hurts, and of course now we're finding out that Hurts has been a little bit hurt, no pun intended, but so yeah, I don't need a blowout. The last thing we need is Hurts going down there with this pressure on his shoulders of like, oh, I gotta ball out, go crazy, be a hero, because I need to blow out the Cowboys and Cooper Rush, and the next thing you know, he's hurt for real. So,
well, I agree with that. Yeah, let's be cautious about it. All right, Max, give us a great rivalry here.
All right, Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward.
Whew, that's a good one. I mean, Max, we've thrown some. I would say the last good one there, Max. Gotti and Ward. All right, so we got one more. Let's grab one more, and then we will pick a winner for today. Mike in Washington Township. What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
What's going on, Mike?
Yo, I agree with you. I want to see a blowout this week, and I got a personal reason on my plate.
What do you got?
I want to blow out. Mm-hmm. So my sister's boyfriend is also a Dallas fan, and it gets even worse because somehow, some way, he's also a Mets fan.
Well, you got to. So, I mean, I don't want you to get in the way of love, but you might have to tell your sister that it doesn't make
a
change.
I know. So I need this blowout because I can't take it anymore. I can't take any of the smack talk.
Oh, he's talking smack to you?
Well, I mean, the Mets beat the Phillies. He's had a whole month on him here. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, and Mike, I don't know how far you're following this, but it seems like the Mets are the front runners for Soto. So we got that nonsense going on too. So Mike, you need a win on Sunday, like more than anything.
I'm not happy about it. I need this desperately, guys.
All right, Eagles, if you're listening, Mike needs this one. All right, Mike, what do you got for us? Great rivalry.
All right, I think this one's going to win. Not going to lie, I got Sirianni versus field goals.
Oh, it's a good one.
No, that ain't going to win.
What do you mean that's not going to win? That's a big one.
I don't know.
Mike, I like that.
You like that one? Y'all like
appreciate it, Mike.
It's Sirianni and taking the points, man.
That's the theme of the week here.
That's such an Eagles fan phone call right there.
Yeah. I thought that was the best rivalry that I had in my head. Nobody said.
What was it?
King Kong Godzilla.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Was a haymaker
somebody
left
said
in the
Batman.
Board?
Somebody
Someone
said
got
Batman and
Batman
Joker.
Joker. Someone got the Jedi and the Sith was a good one.
That was a good one.
The Hatfields and McCoys was very good.
Very, very good.
That was kind of the top of my head before our last caller there.
I do like the Sirianni and taking
it
the
It does
points,
fit the theme
man.
Of the week, doesn't it?
I mean, you know, majority rules on this show. I mean, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it if that's the one you want to go with.
Like, if you polled 100 people in Philadelphia right now, you said, what's the biggest rivalry that comes to mind? Sirianni versus the points feels like the biggest rivalry.
Man, you might be right.
Well, I mean, think about the whole week. We yelled about a coach that's 6-2 and has won four straight games. All right, let's do it. Siri just went off because I was talking about Sirianni. All right, let's do it.
You know what? I got nervous. I thought it was my phone.
It's usually you. It usually is you. All right, are we going with Mike? I think we do, Mike.
I think we have to.
All right. Plus, he's in a bad way right now, right? The sister's boyfriend.
Trying to make him feel better.
Trolling him at the Mets and the Soto thing, and now you got the Cowboys game on Sunday. All right, Mike, you're the winner today. You are part of our grand prize giveaway. You're entered to win our ultimate tailgate giveaway. Hugh Douglas, which is, he's deemed the biggest prize in the history of
ever.
Ever. And, you know, I've never chronicled that, but it feels like there's been a lot of big prizes given out in the world. But this one's a big one. It's called ComboCon, the ultimate midday show tailgate giveaway. So everyone's, if you're a winner in the next couple weeks, like Mike is today, entered for a chance to win the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, Cornell Set, Giant Jenga, Gerhardt Smoker, and 55-inch TV. All right, Hugh. Final thoughts here on the Cowboys and the Eagles. We'll be on 1 o'clock Sunday for the
1 o'clock
the pregame show.
Pregame.
But Hugh Douglas, are you now, after 4 hours of hearing, you know, people try to tell you the truth on this, are you ready to say this is going to be a blowout?
No, it's not going to be a blowout. It's going to be a win. Mm-hmm. Definitely going to be a win. I feel like the Eagles are going to win. It's not going to be a blowout though.
Guaranteed.
I think that we'll be sweating.
Guaranteed win.
This game. Guaranteed win. See, wait a minute. I just told you it was going to be a win. Now you put me a pressure on me to talk about guarantee. I'm not guaranteeing nothing. I'm waiting for the all music. You ain't
come
gonna
on, Hugh.
No,
come on, Hugh.
I'm not guaranteeing it. Thank you. I was so waiting for that.
I'll find one last gasp.
It's unbelievable. Like, even you would think the studio audience here would get push you over the top to do it.
No, I'm not doing
just
that.
Just disappointing all those
peer
people.
See, you know peer what? Pressure. I think you now, like, you like the O.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think you'd like to disappoint the studio audience because it's your, I think you'd like that drop.
Yeah, I do. I do like the awe. The awe is funny.
Wait a second. Is Hugh turning heel? Is that what I'm hearing here?
A little bit heel. No, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, sometimes disappointment's a part of life. I think a lot of times, you know, people want to be, you know, they want to be coddled and told what they want to hear. Like my man Terrence this morning. Like, I tried to tell Terrence this morning. Like, I'm invoking Terrence's name. Terrence, don't be mad because I'm right, dog. Like, he didn't give me nothing. He was just, he didn't want to hear what I had to say.
All right, cut him off. I told you so, Douglas snuck back in.
I'm just saying.
You guys have
a great
weekend.
And Terrence is my man.
You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Sunday for the pregame.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.